This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Need that kind of support, right? They have to, they got to know that somebody's out there like pulling for them.
Literally.
They'll need somebody to love. Yeah.
Wop, wop, wop.
Good times, good times.
Hey, I mean, they used to have a prostitute train that followed the Roman legions, so.
Right?
Yep.
Two oldest professions working together, let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't wrong.
I would say that that's not the oldest profession because, like, they had to have something that they were trading for, first of all.
Yeah. Themselves.
It really is the oldest profession.
Literally. Prostitution and soldiering. Yeah. They're both using their bodies to get ahead.
Yeah. One's fighting and dying, and the other's...
Fighting and dying.
Not? Yeah.
Well, I guess I can start recording now.
On that note, how's everybody doing?
Woo!
Are you surviving the cold weather snap?
It's not cold yet. The snap hasn't gotten
not
here yet.
Yet. What Wednesday? Wednesday is supposed to be like -30.
I did.
I was supposed to get like a ton
Friday.
Of snow tonight too.
Yeah, I was supposed to get a ton of snow tonight, and Wednesday is supposed to be like -30.
I did a 7 a.m. run this morning.
Yeah.
Oof. What? Why?
Because I had to start at 7 so that I could finish my run, so that I could start my 30-minute yoga program, and then still have time for a shower before I had to take the kiddo to school. So yeah, this morning was chilly.
That. Yeah, I did not have a 7 a.m. run this morning.
What?
No, I was drinking coffee.
Oh, at 7 a.m.?
I had to take the kid out of school, so.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I got up, did not go for a run or a 30-minute yoga program.
What?
Were you, like, watching that old lady on PBS, or?
No, there was this yoga, it's like a 30-day yoga challenge with Adrian. I got sent a link and I was like, ooh, that doesn't look too bad. And it's been good. I'm on like day 9, I think, now.
Day 9.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It should be at least on day 8.
Yes.
I mean, if you started on the 1st.
No, I started before the 1st. Oh. Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I tried a couple of others. There was like like a yoga flow for like basic flexibility. I didn't like that one as much. There was another one for like focusing specifically on balance. And I was like, no, this seems like a bit of a yawn. And this other woman already has like a 30-day program set up. So I was like, shit, I'll try it.
Yeah.
All I have to do is log in.
Any goats?
Free program.
Yeah.
Oh. Goats.
Goats? Or do you crank the heat up? Do the hot yoga?
Right? That would be the best.
It's not. Have you ever done it?
Wraps himself in tinfoil.
Who can afford gas in this day and age?
If you've done, it's really hot. I don't, I mean, unless you like really, really hot, I don't recommend it.
Yeah, it's,
Dave,
it's
you don't recommend anything that's physical activity.
The thing that I find funniest about yoga, though, is just like, it's just the fucking farts.
I don't mind yoga.
It makes me laugh.
I have yet to fart from yoga, though.
Doing yoga wrong.
I'm pretty sure you and CJ were blasting them out there a couple of times when we were doing it with Steph.
No, I don't think that was me.
I'm pretty sure you both had it. It's a good thing we were in such a large space, I feel, because I feel like you two were contaminating the area.
No, I find yoga to be relaxing.
Yeah, and I have noticed that,
that's
all through
the thing about yoga.
All through here has started to, like, seize up, and I'm not as flexible as I used to be. So
that's kind of the reverse of what yoga
is
supposed to do.
You seem to get that backwards.
No, yoga is supposed to give me more flexibility.
Yes, and you just said that it's stiffening you up.
No, that I have been stiffening up, and yoga is meant to counteract.
I see. That's the reason for the yoga, is because you're getting all stiff.
Because I'm getting old and rusty.
Old and rusty. Chase, you're all dressed up today. What's going on?
I had to go into work and see people.
Oh, that sucks.
Gross. Wow. Yeah,
fucking
stop
Monday.
That.
Right?
Stop it. Don't do that.
Why'd you?
I know, right? I had meetings today.
Meetings that could have been an email?
Sure could have been.
Oh, I love those.
Sure could have been. They literally went, the agenda's pretty light because there's not a whole bunch to talk about because it's the new year. Why are we here?
I will kill you.
It's too bad you couldn't Skype in for that. I made you go in.
Oh, but I could have and been like, no, I'll just Teams into the meeting if that's okay. And they would have went, great, you still have to come into the office one time this month. So I might as well go and see all my
coworkers. that's what procrastination is all about.
Put it off right till the end.
Get to that eventually.
Or doing it this way, Chase, you go in at the beginning of January and the end of February, and you almost don't have to go to work for 2 months.
Almost, you're right. But the way that they planned out the schedule, it's almost basically every 28 days.
No, but.
You know who wrote that program, then?
Somebody who really hates me.
Yeah.
Well, hates everybody at that time of the month, So just before Dave gets into this here, for the folks who are still working on character stuff, we're going to wait till the end of January. And if there's nothing in the box by end of January, we're going to be moving on without you.
Do you have
you've got 20 something
start
days.
Date figured out there, Raf?
Well, no, because I know Morley is taking off mid-February.
Yeah, we'll be gone 11th to the 18th of Feb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'd like between the 1st and the 11th of February, somewhere in there, we'll try to.
I have something in the box. Is my thing in the box acceptable? We'd also write out a backstory. Sure, do all of it. Yeah.
Is this for your primary or secondary there,
primary.
Chase? No, you're fine. What I was looking for, we said your background was good. Mm. You don't read my text messages.
No,
anyways, nobody does that.
Sometimes I feel really attacked, and I don't really read them all the time. My secondary character, I'm stuck between the toe licker, but then I also found this person that I was like, bees. And then I found these bug lances.
All you sent me was bees. And I asked you to elaborate on bees, and all you sent me back was bees. That's it. It was, I mean, don't ever play charades there, Chase.
Bees.
I don't know how well you're going to do this.
If you say
bees.
It louder and slower, it makes more sense.
Oh, that's totally.
Sorry,
right?
I should have responded with like the Oprah meme. I was like, bees! Bees!
For everyone. Bees for everyone.
For everyone. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. And the thing that I did need from you, though, is which... Monster Hunter or Monster Slayer system you're using to build your character so that I am aware of what's coming up for them and
the one on the pre-built sheet that you sent me ages ago.
Fantastic.
I'll find you sheets.
All right.
Fantastic. if it's the MPPB ones, they give the reference.
They do, but there's multiple references because there's Monster Hunter and there's Monster Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know which one she was using.
Not the one from Tasha's, because that sheet doesn't have Tasha's in it yet.
It should.
Not my copy.
Mine does.
If you, that means you haven't added it in. It is available. It's when you go to start the sheet, you have to make sure that all the references are added. If you've pulled something out, usually everything is already pre-added except for the UA.
I pulled the sheet like 2 years ago.
We'll use the one that I put up there. Ah, sheets.
That's the one you sent me there, Morris?
I believe so, yeah.
It should be on the Google Drive. You guys should all have access to it.
Oh, hey, Chase. Your hair looks awesome tonight, by the way.
Thanks, I brushed it.
I'm wearing a hat, so I don't have to.
About brushing hair.
Your hair looks very nice as well.
Thank you.
Bees! Like
4 out of 5 of us are feeling attacked right now.
Bees!
Everybody's hair looks very nice.
No, mine doesn't.
Oh my god.
Mine, no.
Specifically the hair on your face. I don't know what you want from me.
Mine, that's why I'm wearing a hat, because I know my hair doesn't look nice. It's everywhere.
Take hair plugs. No, I'm kidding, I wouldn't.
I think for once I'm not in a beanie. Is that what you want?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
want a beanie?
No.
If you got one handy, sure. You like your beanies?
I like my beanies. Jesse bought me a new beanie.
Oh. And she's gone.
Great, guys. Now we got nothing on Chase. When she comes back, I want her to, like, do this. Like, and then I'm going to do a screen cap of it, and then we'll make it a meme.
Raph, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bees!
Rockin'. No. Morley has something he needs from you.
Bees.
Bees.
Hold on. I got the one with the beanie as well.
Gotta do this. Do this, Chase.
Bees.
Stand by.
Bees.
Stand by. Hold on. Jesus. H. Christ Almighty.
You're the worst screenshotter ever.
No, I'm a really good screenshot. I just don't want it to go to my porn file.
Oh, well, yeah. But,
don't put me in your porn file, please.
No.
Like.
No.
This just got really awkward really fast. Right? That's
okay. Chase, go like this. Go.
Get more in the camera there, Chase.
I don't know what you want from me.
No, this is perfect. It's my favorite.
I don't know, but
it's gonna go viral.
It was long enough, so it'll probably end up being the thumbnail.
Maybe I'll actually look cute in a thumbnail. That'll be very exciting.
Speaking of exciting, when we left off...
You know, I'm not really sure where we left off, Dave, because there was no episode drop last week.
They don't know that.
I feel like my personal notes are very behind.
They don't know that.
If that counts for anything.
There was no episode drop last week because I completely lost the concept of time.
So good news, we're an episode ahead right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, sick.
Well, I mean.
Oh, so you didn't upload last week?
No, I lost all concept of time. It was Sunday for like 8 days. I have no idea.
I feel that.
But
it was the in-between days.
Yeah, but I'm back on track now because the kid had to go to school today, so I had to get up. I had to acknowledge the existence of time. And it's ever marching passage. When we left off, you guys were in a large forest. There was garbage and rusty weapons, scattered pieces of armor, little handmade dolls hanging in the trees.
Right, the dolls.
The dolls, right? And all that. Just
what a big sneeze.
A general just kind of messy vibe there. As you were walking through, some of you noticed, but not all of you. I believe Corey did not notice. That the at one point the twigs and branches spelt out "Help me."
Yeah, did not see. No, it said "Free me, please."
Free me. That's it. Free me, please. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of where we left off in this forest.
Yeah, and I think Corey walked right through it, like disturbing it all, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then and then that was the point when Chitauri just turned to everybody and was like, "What does freedom mean to you?" Asking us super deep questions.
Right. But yeah, that's where we left off in these woods, this thick, large forest.
Yeah.
Are they hardwoods, Dave?
No. No. It's a definite softwood forest.
So the thing that flashed across the ground in twigs and branches, did it dissipate afterwards? Did it like crumble apart, or is it still just there in the shapes, except for where Corey has walked through and kicked it?
Still kind of there. It's like as if a force reached out and moved all these twigs and everything to spell out "Free me, please."
Well, I guess Rump's going to turn around and look at Ranarat and say, "Well, that flying little globe thing's awful persistent, isn't it?"
Do I see this flying globe thing?
No flying globe, just the words. Well, they're kind of half-trapped now.
Remember the will-o-wisp that was taunting you on the other side of a door?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Okay, well, continue exploring southwards.
Oh, all right.
Or are we just going to? Does anybody want to do anything about these signs or anything like that? Or are we?
I thought we had looked around and saw basically nothing. So, Chitauri, do you remember anything?
We go wandering. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Chitauri.
The last time that we were violent, and apparently that's where my notes end.
Okay. There was a long tunnel, deep rumbling coming from it. Chitauri is asked to blow her horn. She does it right in Harump's face. We go wandering, and everybody except me notices that there's twigs and leaves inching along and spelling out, "Free me, please." It's not giving will-o-wisp vibes. It's spelled out on the trail. Chitauri asks, "What does freedom mean to you?" I don't have an answer. And that was it. Oh, and there were skeletons in all the alcoves. No signs of trauma, no mechanism of injury. Roughly 60 in total.
Oh, yes, the alcoves. That's right. You had found those four or five alcoves filled with humanoid skeletons.
Only the best kinds of skeletons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, there was that long, windy tunnel, and I think that we had talked about heading on down that one, right?
This one here?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought we were just going down into the wood area, not into the tunnel. Are we going into the tunnel?
I mean, it looks like we've done some exploring there, so
You did. You heard. Sure. You heard growling coming from the tunnel.
Yes.
The long tunnel. Oh yeah, and then I think that was when Ranarat noped the fuck out. Also, shout out to Kat.
Wait, why are we shouting out to Kat? Besides the fact that
she listens?
She's our faithful listener.
and gives us such detailed feedback after each episode, too.
Right.
Yeah.
We do like detailed feedback.
Yeah. Which she's very, very upset that she didn't have feedback to give.
She may have mentioned something.
Oh, I was going to say the most feedback I've ever gotten from like a friend was like, that one guy just chews really loud.
Oh, Raph.
Chews really loud.
It was Raph.
That would be me.
That would be you. You're heading that way. Okay.
You guys are going to make Jacob really, really jealous here. Like,
you mean Chrisob?
Some more forest.
That's his last name is.
I was going to say, you know, we had more than that.
More forest.
More
yes.
forest. Sorry. Run, forest.
It looks like there's a bit of a path leading this way that Ranarat has gone. Harumph is going to follow that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's like paths, trails, and whatnots all throughout.
In my head, I'm singing the Smurf theme song.
The Smurf. La, la,
why not out loud?
Why
not out loud?
Because I'm being stealthy. It's called Tradecraft. You should look it up.
Fucking excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I don't know many. I will slap the gender out of you.
Yeah. It's a possibility.
Well, Ranarat and Harumph have found a hole in the wall.
Yeah, kind of.
I would like to peek through said hole in the wall.
Of course you would. Dirty little goblin.
Do we see anything on the other side of this wall?
That looks like a bit of a beach. Possibly water? Is that water or is that like granite? Oh, hey, River. How's it going?
I'm curious what this is.
That is, like, tree trunks, flavor stuff.
Okay.
Tree trunks.
Yeah, it looks like, so there's the river there. There is a building there.
Is the water clean?
How come?
Yes.
How come you guys are way the fuck over there?
Because they don't care
We've
about
been
you.
Moving.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Zero fuck around.
All right, so you can see.
I told you it was falling.
That there's a marble walkway that terminates to a stone platform, which is in front of Harumph. Yeah.
This is
The battlements are crumbling, and you can everybody roll me a perception check.
Perception.
Oh shit, dice.
Yes. Oh yeah, guys. Guys, did you see my my information on the spinnerer?
I did.
I'm at an 11.
An 11.
How do I tell what number I'm supposed to be at?
Oh, we're using those, are we?
I'm trying it. I got 12.
Again, 12. I don't know what number I'm supposed to be.
I don't know where mine is. Oh, it might be in my back.
What do you mean? What number you're supposed to be, Chase?
Because it says on the
There's a,
it
there's
says
D12,
D6.
Never mind. There's an arrow. Leave me alone.
Oh, shit. Did you find your arrow?
Yeah. Sorry, I rolled the... when I rolled, I checked the wrong side. That was the D12 that was 12. I actually got a 19 on my D20 for the spinner.
19, yep. Okay.
You should have won with a D12. It was a 12, so...
I
the natural
had an 11.
That is a
20. So Corey got 19. Ranarat got 11. These were your adjustments?
It's an 18 with my adjustment.
Okay. Harumph, you got a what? Ow. Like a 4?
Mine is an 11.
I got a... I rolled a 16 and I have a plus 4, so 20, not natural 20.
Sorry?
I rolled a 3 and I have a plus 2, so it's a 5.
All right. Harumph and Corey, you can hear the distinctive sounds of snoring coming from on top of that platform.
Okay.
Ren, how high is this platform?
I believe this one is... the walls are 20 feet up. Let me double check here. Where's the right page? So many pages. Nope.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Oh, it's 10 feet high.
Oh, 10 feet. Perfect. Ranrat, come here.
I'll go over and hop on top of Harumph.
10 foot high. Oh, no, sorry. No, it's it'd be 30 feet high. Sorry.
Okay, that's not going to work. I'm going to break out the old grappling hook.
Break out the old grappling hook. Yeah.
And Harumph coats the grappling hook edges. I'm going to wrap some of my cloth around it so it's not so tingy when it lands.
So built atop a natural mound of earth and rock is a 70-foot long, 50-foot wide, 10-foot high stone platform covered with moss and ivy. Connected to the platform are two stone walkways raised atop 20-foot high marble columns. So it's 30 feet. Yeah.
Ooh, 30 feet. If it's covered in like moss and ivy, could I maybe climb it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a flat, shiny wall, so it is climbable.
Yeah, but she's a small creature, I believe. Are you not, Ranrad?
Yeah.
So it'd probably support you. I don't know if an ivy bed would...
Well, it's like work. Rock and earth, and like it's a mound, kind of.
I'm still whipping my fucking grappling hook up there.
I was going to say, why don't I hook your grappling hook onto me? And I'll try and climb up, and then I can put it in that way it doesn't make any ting sound.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna are do you that. Going to?
I will straight out the rope for Renner.
Sneak up. Or are you just going to climb?
Yeah, I'm going to stealthily climb.
Okay, so I'll need.
I'm going to go a little bit quiet.
Two rolls. I'll need a stealth check, and a athletics check. or acrobatics. Could it not be?
Acrobatics. My bad. Sorry.
Stealth is a natural 20 for a 25. Ooh. And nice. Sorry, what did you want? Athletics? And athletics was a natural 18 plus 0.
Plus 0. Okay, so 18. So you get halfway up. I'll keep your stealth roll. Roll me another athletics check.
That is a 13 plus 0.
Okay. So you climb up. As you climb up, this snoring in the air gets sour. You can see.
It's a farting ogre.
You can see. Behind the. Why does I not have the what's it?
I can't see shit, so.
Right? I was just looking at it, and now it is gone.
Magic.
Yeah, right?
Magic. It's magic.
Right?
Oh, guys, Chase has to go. There's more bees.
Yeah.
Bees!
Okay, so I'm sorry. You get to the top of this tower. There's a commanding view. And you see sleeping on top of this tower is a young green dragon. and you can see that there is a sword lodged hilt deep in its skull.
Leaping.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm guessing the guy missed.
Can I affix Harumph's grappling hook somewhere and then climb down the rope to give them the
okay, so you
the news.
You fix this the grappling hook. Yeah, there's like a crumbling battlement, fake battlement on top. And as you fix this grappling hook, you hear, you just catch a whisper on the wind, pleading. Free me. Free me. Pull the sword from my skull, for its evil cannot be contained much longer.
I'm definitely going to be climbing back down to give the crew an FYI.
Okay.
Do we want a matching sword for the bag? No, I'm kidding. If anything, you guys should have learned not to take strange swords from odd places. Harumph hasn't learned this lesson yet. You guys.
Yeah. Corey, what are you thinking?
Sorry, it was free me, pull the sword from my skull. I can't contain its evil.
So why would we want to do it then?
What is evil?
Much longer.
Didn't that Elven Halfwit make mention that the dragon was her ally or something? She's a friend.
Yeah, it wasn't. Was, what was she, a druid? Was she
druid? The elf? Yeah. Willow? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you figure? Do you want to...
I really don't feel like playing with something that she's friends with.
Well, and do we know if...
They're already under enough constraints.
I was going to say, do we know if the words were actually from the dragon, or were they from something else?
It did say, free the sword.
Pull the sword from my skull, for its evil cannot be contained much longer.
Yeah, but it's snoring.
It is sleeping.
And I saw it flying. It was flying. So I don't know if this is the dragon.
Do we want to try and wake it up? And are you sure this is the one that you saw? Or is this maybe an offspring?
So you want to play with two dragons is what you're saying.
I'm not suggesting we play with any dragons.
We were in fact told by Willow when we first made the introduction to stay away from the dragon.
Okay, but that Willow was giving bad vibes. What if this is Willow? Hear me out.
Okay.
Sure. Chitauri, do you want to pull the sword? I may have missed some crucial details here.
Yeah,
there's a sword lodged in the skull of a sleeping young dragon on top of the battlements.
A green dragon.
What did I say?
Young dragon, but it's a young green dragon.
Oh, young green dragon. And I heard a whisper on the wind of free me, pull the sword from my skull. Its evil cannot be contained much longer.
I love it. Jatari's eating and her cat's head is just popping up from behind the bowl and it's trying to go for the noodles or whatever she's got. It's pretty funny.
Just wants attention. I haven't been home all day.
I'm curious why a druid would be somewhat aligned with a green dragon.
Is it aligned with a green dragon, or does it just think that the green dragon's just going to run amok if it wakes up? Have we done detect magic?
Can I do a perception to see if I think this is the same dragon?
You're down on the ground.
Oh, well, I thought I climbed up the rope after he dropped it. Or she dropped it.
Got it. It's basically the old...
No, I climbed. Skirt. I got it secured, and then I climbed back down to tell you guys what was up.
Oh. Well, Rum's going to climb the rope.
Dragon have a name tag, maybe like a monogrammed pillow.
Starbucks name tags.
Did not say quick peruse.
Do you want a stealth check there, Dave? Or a stealth roll?
Yeah, just trying to make things better. Yeah, roll me a stealth check.
Okay. He's making things better.
Trying.
Oh, wow. With disadvantage, I still rolled an 18, and my stealth is a plus 2, so not natural 20.
Okay.
But that only gets me a pathway, right? I got to do it again?
That's your stealth check?
Yeah. But you made...
I made him roll 2 athletics or acrobatics checks.
Oh, I could have checked. I could have used acrobatics?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I got plus 2s on that.
Do you want an acrobatics for climbing the rope?
Acrobatics or athletics, whichever one you want to use. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Matt.
I am going to use acrobatics.
As Jack Reacher likes to say, in an investigation, details matter.
I'm hearing, I haven't watched the first season because I can't be bothered. I'm good. Hearing the second season is absolute shit.
What?
No, it's not terrible.
Like it.
It has a different tone, but it's still good.
Like they're repetitive and saying the same things over and over. The fight scenes are getting horrible. So I don't know.
I don't know. They've been kind of enjoyable. The bus was great. I rolled a 17 for my.
All right, halfway acrobatics. Up. Roll another acrobatics.
My parents watched all of season 1 and what was out in season 2 on New Year's Eve and went to bed at 4 in the morning.
Oh.
That's a...
Sorry. My 72 and 80-year-old stepdad.
I rolled a 12 and I have a plus 2.
How can your stepdad be
14.
Both 72 and 80, can we ask?
My mom is 72. Stepdad's 80. Stepdad. But they usually go to bed at 9. Robert. And stayed up until 3:34 in the morning watching Reacher.
New Year's only comes once a year. 14, 17, whatever. Yeah, you make it up as well. So you see this young green dragon again. Again and as well. And there is definitely a sword sticking out from its head.
Does it look like, I know it was kind of far away, but does this thing kind of match the size profile of the one that I saw flying through the air? Perception?
Yeah, roll me a perception.
Well, shit. I rolled a 2 plus 4, so 6.
6. It wasn't a hard DC. It's a green dragon. It kind of, it's not... Because it's curled up and whatever, you know, how dragons sleep. Some things look bigger, some things look smaller, but it generally looks like the dragon you saw. I mean, if it's the checks in the box, it's green, it's dragony, it's about the same size.
So how many freedom units is this thing? Like 2 horses or 3 Volkswagens?
162 or, pancakes.
1,600 buckets of KFC?
I'm going to say it's at least 87,000 hamsters.
7,000 hamsters. So that would put it into the large category, correct? Okay. All right. Haram's going to take a good perusal of... Is there anything significant about the sword? Is it...
Roll me a perception.
Is it glowing purple?
I'll roll you a perception. Yeah.
Do we have that sword in our bag?
I mean, what?
Yeah,
if,
it's still in there.
What if it's dual wielding? Swap one for the other. Swords you can't put down.
sword horns.
You get a like an Edward Scissorhands.
Just hilt horns.
Conditioned, yeah.
Can right? you imagine peeing? Oh my god.
No, I can't. You just
no.
You would wear a kilt and you just piss yourself. Every fucking day.
want to squat properly and you don't pay on yourself. But anyways, I rolled a 15 and I have a plus 4.
Okay, 19. So you can see a bit of a emerald colored blade sticking out from the skull. And the hilt and pommel are just embedded with precious gemstones.
I'm going to whisper a description of this down to them and see if anybody recognizes. Is this like Excalibur? Does anybody know what this thing is? I'd be looking at our bard, who may have tales of wondrous weapons in her repertoire.
I mean, I spent a bunch of time listening to people talk about shit at a bar. Can I do an arcana check then?
Yeah, but yours is kind of like you're learning that stuff kind of as a side thing. Chitauri's is literally, she sings the songs and has to memorize this stuff.
Schtick.
So
your shtick. Yeah, like, well, roll me an arcana check.
I've heard these fucking songs a lot.
Corey.
An arcana, not like a history or anything?
You can roll a history or arcana, Chase.
So somebody over the weekend rolled a 20 with the ducky die, so I'm going to try it.
Was it you?
Oh, it's fooled you. It's fooled you. See?
Right.
That'll teach you.
It was a 16.
But?
No, it was a 14 with my plus 2 to Arcana. It's a 16.
What's your history?
Oh.
Great question! Also plus 2.
So, 16.
16. What was the one that Corey had to roll?
Arcana.
Oh. Rolled a 17 plus 4, so that's a 21.
What about religion? Don't paladins carry swords?
Maybe.
They do.
But no. Not religion. Okay, so Corey and Chitauri kind of put their heads together, blah, 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 talk. And the best you came up with is maybe it was a sword of sharpness.
A sword of sharpness?
Yes.
Sharp. I heard shark.
Yeah, a sword of sharpness.
Sharp. Sword of
is
sharpness.
Is it magical?
Yes.
Jaws theme music starts playing.
But.
Oh, there it is.
Corey. Maybe you served a table of mages or sorcerers or something like that. Maybe you overheard a conversation of the possibility of sentient swords throughout the lands.
Hmm. Sorry, I'm writing all this down.
Surprisingly, right. Still for a guy writing.
Okay. You know what? You know what? Guys.
What?
You know what?
I'm going to do it. What are you going to do? I'm going to climb that rope and I'm going to pull it out.
Okay. So, roll me. Why? Are you going to be stealthy or are you just going to go right up?
I'm just going to go up.
Why?
Just gonna go right up.
Yep. Because I rolled.
Harumph's still holding on the edge of the platform here, so he hasn't gone fully up.
I rolled for my good decision, bad decision, and mm-hmm. It came up with a bad decision. So time for thinking's done. I'm on.
Great. Not so much for the climb, but when Corey goes to pull out the sword, I'm going to add a bardic inspiration.
Corey doesn't pull out.
You're right, because Corey's a woman.
Roll me two athletics checks and one stealth check for me, Corey.
Two athletics. I thought
she wasn't being stealthy about it, though.
I just need to know what her general
clunkiness
is.
Well, it depends if she's got the skirt hiked up and.
Okay, so athletics
or acrobatics.
which one do I have? No, athletics.
All right.
16 plus 1, so that's 17.
All right, halfway up.
Oh, that's not too bad. I mean, 12 plus 1, so that's a 13.
All right, all the way up. Roll me a little stealthy check. I mean, because you come over this battlement and you see, like, you could smell the critic and you know, just sour smell coming off this dragon.
You remember Mortor and chlorine gas?
Yep.
Yeah, meta, but.
Hold on, I'm checking one of my spells. I think I've got Firebolt, Light, Mage Hand, Prestidigitation. Okay, how high up this battlement did you say it was?
Well, you're 30 feet up. You're all the way to the top. Just roll me a little stealthy stealth.
Okay. I rolled a 15. My stealth is minus one.
-1.
So it's a 14.
Okay. You see the hilt of this sword glittering, glinting, beckoning in the sun.
Okay.
Don't you have to, like, step on its head to get to it?
He's young.
Yeah.
He's still large. You're going for it? Yep.
I'm going for it.
I need a strength check.
And I'm a yank it out. And as soon as it's free, I'm just gonna turn and jump.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just jump.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So many poor choices.
Roll me a
made.
Strength check.
Okay.
Well, he does that. It just reminds me of like the meme. That's like, what do you have? A knife.
Strength check, hey? With all the strong strengthening of the strengths.
Gird your loins, Corey, and pull the sword. Like Excalibur drawn from stone.
I've got a plus
only
one for
they
strength.
Were worthy.
Okay. 19 plus 1, dirty 20. I got a short of sharpness.
Harumph's going to be creeping back out of view.
Yoink! Got and the then rope. I yeet. And then we got to go.
19.
Where?
Yeah.
With a plus 1. Making it a dirty 20.
Yes.
Corey, you can jump off into the river.
Corey.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
You grab the hilt of this sword.
Yep.
It fits in your palm. Oh, so beautifully. As you draw it out, its emerald blade getting longer and longer, you pull this longsword from the dragon's skull. The dragon's eyes flash open.
Yeah.
And bees.
The dragon's eyes flash open. You know that noise you make when you put a Q-tip in your ear?
Oh,
and
yes,
you hit
that like
the spot.
Yep.
You know that noise.
You're supposed to put Q-tips in your ear.
Yep.
The dragon makes a dragon-sized noise like that.
There are so many examples that you could have used.
But it's
like when you take your bra off after a long day, like wet socks after like a walk that went a little too long, when you like get that hair that's like way too high up in your nose and you just like pull it out and it's been bothering you all day.
Yeah, but I don't feel that those.
When you like twist and your back cracks in just the right way that it like gives you instant relief.
Hit that Q-tip in the right spot feeling.
You're not supposed to stick Q-tips in your ear.
Oh, no, nobody ever does that.
Oh, but everyone does.
Yep.
And as you're hightailing, I guess, because you're going back for the you're going for the wall, you hear a rumble. You have freed me. You have freed me. My thanks, human. What do you do?
What is your name?
As I'm getting the fuck out of there,
Tony!
I'm gonna say, hey, there we go. Got it. I got it back, guys. Don't worry about it. As I'm running away, dragging this long sword, you said? Dragging this long sword behind me, I'll be like,
Have you tried to let it go yet?
Not yet. Not yet. And see what happens when I get down.
Just checking.
I'm going to drag it along behind me and like yell over my shoulder. And I was like, very happy to have been a service to you. You giant green bastard. You, just don't light me on fire or fucking kill me or anything, and I'll just get the hell out of your way. Good day to ya! And jump over the edge of the fucking wall.
Hazen, you're still, sorry, Harumph.
Harumph?
Harumph, you're still... Oh yeah, way too soon. You're still on the battlements, what are you gonna do?
No, I'm clinging on the rope and I'm like partway down.
Oh, you're halfway down the wall now, right?
I was hanging there hoping that if this dragon goes after Corey, then perhaps I'll have the avenue to basically do the rappel push off the wall and onto the dragon's back if it goes at Corey down on the ground. Right. So I'm trying to be as stealthy as possible against the wall.
Stealthy as possible against the wall. Okay. Success. As you guys make your way down,
making your way.
Okay, Corey running away from a thankful dragon. Harumph making his way back down the wall. Ranorat, were you up or down?
I think I was up.
You was up.
I thought you said you'd scuttle down to the ground. Shoot the shit about that thing.
No, he whispered
it. I told you, but then I followed you back up.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, run around.
Jump.
Jump?
There's water. What do you guys want to do?
I run right by fucking Ranrat, and I'm like, you're very welcome, good sir. Just don't fucking light this on fire or otherwise kill us. And as I'm like mid-leap, and I was like, or her!
See, I think Corey's expecting her skirt to do like the Mary Poppins billow up parachute down.
No, I'm
that it's going to pop around her head and plummet into the water.
No, I'm not going into the water.
Other references: Alice in Wonderland, parachute dress.
Yep.
You're going onto the land.
Yep.
So you understand that hitting the ground will cause damage, right?
Yes.
All right.
I am getting the fuck out of there with a giant.
Realize landing in the water would not cause damage, right?
unless I can't put the fucking sword down and it drags me to my death.
Take 12 points of bludgeoning damage. As roll me an acrobatics check.
Let's see how.
Did she tuck and roll it?
Parkour.
Rolled a 17. I got a 16.
Hardcore parkour.
Take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
6 points.
As you crash into the ground.
Can I healing word, Corey?
You could. You wanna? You wanna? Is that a first level spell?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a green dragon up there, you know.
Can I healing word the green dragon?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, do you want to start slinging spells now before you need them, or? I mean, you could easily healing word.
Literally just got thanked by this dragon. You specious.
Oh, okay. Come yeah. On. No. That's fair. He did thank you, for removing the sword. Said it was grateful. But.
Then asked not to be killed.
Right.
Then I jumped.
Then I jumped. But I know you guys, you're going to do something to screw this up.
You guys know
maybe
when
we
you're,
should
when
give
you're...
the dragon back the sword. Not yeah. in it, but just like leave it on the ground and go.
Well,
I'm not going to steal this from you.
I will figure that shit out later.
I think Corey's already stolen it from her. Yeah.
You guys, you guys know when you're shoveling the walk and you hit like that piece of concrete that's just a little bit higher than the one before it. And you get the shovel like right in the gut.
Yeah.
So that's what just happened with the sword, because like I jumped with it, and it's heavier, so it hits the ground, and then I hit the ground, and then I fall on top of it, and I just.
Gotcha.
And then I'll fall over onto my side, gasping and wheezing. Minus 6.
So is this dragon like actively following Corey like over the edge, or like it just like chilling, like nursing its?
Seems to be chilling right now.
Desorting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perhaps a hasty retreat would be in order.
We're not gonna ask it questions.
I'm not generally in the.
Jatari, you are more than welcome to go up there.
Yeah, Hron's going to casually slink along the wall up towards the exit, trying not to be obvious, staying out of sight.
Yeah. Okay. Shatari's going to be super obvious.
Super obvious. You guys are walking away from where the dragon...
Oh, I'm not walking away. Shatari got closer. Oh. I can stay off of the tower because that's... I don't want to invade their personal space, but like...
So you can't even see it.
I know it's there, and if I yell loud enough with my loud, loud singer lungs...
Okay, what do you want to yell up with your loud, loud singer lungs?
Alas, fair dragon! I beseech you, what is your name?
Hrum's checking all the straps on his armor. You know, going over the... checks and making sure everything's strapped on good.
You hear in a rasping, ruling voice. I am Valdemar, the Green Dragon. And I am thankful for the freedom you have provided me. For that, you still breathe.
Great, that is all. Catching up with my friends.
Cool story, yo.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you say Veldemar?
Veldemar.
Oh, I have Veldemar.
V-A-L-D-E-M-A-R.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yep. Harumph is sneaking away through bushes.
Yeah.
Hiding behind tree stumps.
Okay. And with that, you hear a great flapping of wings as the dragon takes off, circling above.
Well, that can't be good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was circling above before.
Right.
Willow said, take down the were-bats.
Yep.
Said nothing about assisting a green dragon.
Told us to stay away from the green dragon.
Yes.
However, a sword of sharpness. It's pretty good help against were-bats.
And, you hear... when the time comes, when you are ready, I will help you against that witch as it flies away.
Ooh, witch, does he mean the druid?
Ooh. Yeah. Good, Valdemar.
Good to know.
Good.
Guys, I'm highlighting that part. I feel like this is important.
Could be, could be.
Okay, so the dragon flew away?
Yeah, it seems to be flying.
Should we go check out where it was hanging out? Or do you think that's a bad move?
Well, I mean, it's gone.
It's in the air. Let's not say gone.
Yep.
So, that is your choice. And like I said... you guys will probably screw this up.
Wow. Corey is...
Vote of confidence.
Corey's going to rest here on the other side of the battlements. And I'm going to do a more in-depth investigation of this S-Ward. And actually, Renarat, don't you have, like, detect magic or identify or something like that? Can't hear you, buddy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I'm not muted, am I?
You are not now.
Not now.
Oh, okay. I do have detect. I do not have identify.
Yeah, that's right.
I might have. Hold on a second.
But detect will usually give you, like, the school, right?
Yes, it will.
Yeah, undetermined school.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I can detect, I can't identify.
So is that what I'm doing? Casting detect up top?
Yeah.
Are we going back?
I already pulled you back behind the battlements with me and Chitauri. I'm not sure where Rumpf is now. Rumpf. Oh, yeah, he's way back.
I thought we were going to check out where the dragon was.
No, Chitauri had made that comment, and we're all getting the fuck out of Dodge and giving him a little bit of space. Because right now
Chitauri
made
that comment, and he was immediately shut down.
He's in the air. It doesn't mean that he's, like, taken off. He may just be like circling his perch. So we'll come back and fuck around with this maybe another time.
Okay, so what am I detecting?
Sure? You don't want to do it now? You're already there.
I'm not there. Like, we're all other side
of
the battle.
No, like we are here. Well, I'm way over here, but
we are halfway between.
What was I going to be detecting magic on, though? It was my question.
Just the sword of sharpness.
Oh, your sword. Gotcha, gotcha.
The sword. It's a long sword, so
here's,
I can't.
Here's a stupid question. So I think, did Corey and Ranrad both hear the voice?
You all heard it.
We all heard it? Did the voice we heard in our head sound anything remotely like when the dragon spoke?
Like the free me? Yes.
Oh. See, that makes me feel more confident about our choice, boys. It's all working out.
The voice, the universe is... The dragon's voice, that was the one that was saying free me.
Yeah. Did we notice if the handwriting also resembled the sticks and the twigs?
You haven't seen any handwriting.
I haven't. Yeah.
When I was up there giving the perusal before we removed the sword, or even you, Corey, when you were pulling the sword, was there, like, I'm just going off of the picture, it looks like the dragon was sitting on like a bunch of gold or something like that in the picture. Did you notice anything up there? Did I notice anything up there?
On top? No.
Yeah, I ain't found shit. Just the big green boy and his fancy unicorn.
But it, I mean, it's on top of a building, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Rump is going this way, because he's looking for cover of some sort.
I'll cast Detect Magic on the sword.
Yes, it is magical.
What is the school?
A bunch.
I think it's transmutation, isn't it?
You got some... you've got some... let me see here. You have some... There's some transmutation. There is some evocation, maybe. There is some conjuration.
Corey, can you put the sword down?
I would have tried to put it down before she started casting the tech magic on it.
Yeah, you can put it down.
I'm going to turn around and look for Rump and be like, see, it wasn't that fucking hard. You just open your hand and you just put it down. It's quite possibly the easiest thing I've done today.
This isn't Hazen, right? Rump knows nothing about that sword.
I'm just saying it's really easy to put down. So you shouldn't worry.
Rump is looking at you absolutely bewildered about why you would have trouble putting a sword down. But Rump has wandered this way and is now looking for and keeping his eyes on the skies.
Eyes on the skies. Okay. You see that there is outer doors to the building.
Is it down here or is it up here?
I would say. That's a good question. Let's talk about this. I got to look at the other map here.
Doesn't Chitara need a new weapon?
They're up top. Yeah. Sorry. So the steps up that he's on top of the building, so inside that those are the doors on the building there.
Chitara has a rapier and a short sword. Plus one.
Yeah. This is a sword of sharpness, which is way better.
Than a short sword?
Yeah.
How much better?
They do extra damage, and I think they do, like, double damage against inanimate objects.
Is it a two-hand?
Nope. I think you said it's long sword, so one. So it's versatile. You can use it with one or two hands.
If nobody else takes it, I guess.
Well, I don't think Corey can use it, and Ranrat can't use it, and Harumph won't use it.
Oh, jeez.
And Hazen's not here, so.
I'll pick it up again and be like, holy fucking shit, this thing, you know, it's so goddamn unwieldy. You know what, I don't like this.
Unwieldy.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, I'm versatile, 1d10.
What about you? Are you able to swing this giant bloody hunk of metal over here? And I'll hand it over to Chitauri.
So, as a long sword, if you use it with one hand, it's 1d8 damage. If you go to two-handed use, it becomes versatile and it goes to 1d10. Harumph is still scanning the sky, and he's found this door, I believe, there, Dave, and he is going to bash that son of a gun open, looking for cover from the dragon and seeing if there's like a cavern or catacomb that he can sneak down into. And
well, it's a building. Cover. You open it up, and you see what you'd normally expect to see around a dragon, and that is a horde.
Harumph immediately says, "Shit." and goes to leave. Are you guys coming this way, or?
No, you're doing your own thing, but
they're all the way up there.
I know, but I told them I was looking for cover.
We were all looking at this sword.
Yeah, they're looking at the sword. Who's taking this sword?
Chitauri.
Sounds like Chitauri.
Yeah, she wants it.
You're gonna see Harumph booting back down the stairs, right past
Tupac Dave.
Right. What did you? Do you tell Renner what did you see?
I'm gonna roll to see if I tell. Yeah, I it's Harumph. His brain's not functioning. Dragon horde, other way.
Do we not want to take some of the dragon horde? Or is that a poor idea when the dragon's still alive?
You're gonna have to relay goblin lore, but in our lore, a dragon's horde is. Basically, it's life and it's love.
It's precious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Sorry. Kind of unrelated. Did you guys ever hear that they did like a calculation of like Smaug's horde, like from Lord of the Rings?
And it was worth?
In the trillions.
Yeah, and apparently Smaug's horde would only make it the 15th most wealthiest.
It's just dragon.
Yeah. No, the 15th most wealthiest living creature on Earth. So there are 14 other humans that have more money than a gold-loving dragon.
I think, I'd have a hard time believing that.
I think King T'Challa with vibranium was more wealthy.
We're talking reality here, Matt, okay?
Oh, the dragons? Sorry.
Okay. Dragons and Elon Musk, Matt.
Well,
okay.
So according to OneRing.net, his hoard was 158 cubic meters.
There you go.
Of gold?
Of gold?
Yeah. Holy shit, that's a lot of calculations you're going to make me do.
Yeah.
There's people on the internet that have done it for you.
Yeah.
Says it's only 62 billion.
Oh, see, I was looking at one that says 14 billion.
Oh.
Oh, it's got to be way more than that, I think.
With the surface area calculated with the height of the gold around 12 feet compared to Bilbo, the resulting number was 1,477 cubic feet of gold and silver, so around 14 billion.
Oh. And I got another one here that says 870 billion.
Another one that says 259.2 trillion.
Hold on, I'm doing math.
Sorry for derailing the game, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize. All right.
So, we got Ranarat and Harumph. Harumph running away from the dragon's horde. Ranarat's like, shiny. We have Corey and Chitauri up with the longsword. It takes 1 hour to attune to a magical item. Chitauri, is this something you want to do?
Do it. Do it. Yes. Be good at killing things.
Yes.
Yes.
So you guys are going to take an hour break?
Yes.
We're taking a break here?
I wouldn't say you guys should be in the horde to do it. I'm going to move under this tree in the shade, kind of like not wide out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
and hum over my new sword. Look at how shiny it is.
Do you actually hum? Do you hum a song to your sword, Shatari?
Oh, that may help with your attunement.
Yes.
You.
I hum a song.
You hum a song as you attune to the sword.
What song do you hum?
Na 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 na. This is my sword.
Na, 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 na.
So good.
Don't
so
put
good.
Me on the spot.
Okay.
You and me gone fishing in the dark. Na,
na, na, it is now a very na, important na, na, question. Very important question.
To Chitauri.
To Chitauri.
Thinking of naming the sword Hildy?
We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Do you have... evil in your alignment?
No.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm very good. I am the preschool teacher of dungeon crawlers.
Shatari. You are sitting there singing to this sword.
Lawful good. Shatari, lawful good.
An hour passes.
You're lawful good.
You can see shadows flittering overhead, birds, clouds, dragons.
Dragons.
As that hour passes.
Dragons just look like butterflies from a distance. Come on.
Right?
You hear in your head. Oh, that's a lovely song. Oh, I hope you'll sing to me more.
New best friend! Yes! Yes.
Oh, God.
Can she sing in her head is the question.
Always out loud.
Shatari, you are, well, owner, would that be the right word? You are the new companion.
BFF.
Of Tirule, the longsword. A sentient sword of sharpness. It has an emerald-colored blade. Precious gemstones embedded in its hilt and pommel. The sword has 6 charges and regains 1d4 plus 2 expended charges daily at dawn. A creature attuned to the sword, which is you, can expend 1 or more charges to cast one of the following spells from it without material components. Fly, 2 charges. Polymorph, 3 charges. Or transport via plants, 4 charges. You currently have, and I would write this down, 3 charges in this sword.
Chitauri!
The sword
this is badass.
Has an intelligence of 17, a wisdom of 12, and a charisma of 20. It has hearing and true sight out to a range of 120 feet. It communicates telepathically with its attuned wielder, which is you, Shatari, and can speak, read, and understand Common, Draconic, Elvish, and Sylvan. In addition, the sword can ascertain the true value of any gemstone brought within 5 feet of it. Tirule admires great beauty, music, fine art, and poetry. Vain, the weapon strives to improve its appearance. It craves gemstones and seeks out better ones with which to adorn itself.
That's a lot. Does this have like a companion sheet that goes along with it, or?
I will.
I feel like this is companion sheet stuff. I tried to keep up. I was not. I got new BFF, It's a Sword, Tirule, Sentient Sword of Sharpness, Emerald Color Blade, Gem Encrusted Pommel, Fly 2 charges, Polymorph of 3 charges, and then I just wrote 3 charges.
I will put it in the messenger.
Thank you.
For you to copy out.
I'm very excited. This is exciting.
I'm not.
Is it considered a companion? Do I have to rehome molasses?
No.
Okay.
You do not?
Molasses.
Holy shit. Chase, this is a fucking... This is a big deal.
It's like a legendary sword.
I'm curious.
What would have happened if I was like super evil and like not artsy or musical at all? Can we do
Well, if you were evil, you would have taken psychic damage.
Oh.
And you wouldn't have been able to attune to it. But yeah.
Now I'm trying to find out where my alignment is. Oh, I'm chaotic good.
Right? That's not too bad. You have a sentient longsword. Some bitch.
This is the best.
New best friend
that I gotta start giving a personality to.
New best friend.
Can you give him the same voice as Lumiere from Beauty and Beast?
I haven't watched Beauty and Beast in over 20 some years, so no.
He was the candelabra with the slatinous snooty French accent.
Yeah, it'd probably end up being slightly, like the crab from
offensive French accent.
They all are.
It's gotta be outrageous though.
I'm gonna leave it at that because I didn't think Corey was actually going to be able to pull the sword from the dragon's head.
Fooled you.
Right? And I thought that would start other things. Which it did not. What you did is retrieve Tirule.
Yep. Acted
and
bold,
may have
decisive,
made an
just fucking
unbeknownst ally.
You may have made an ally with the green dragon.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend situation,
right?
Here.
Enemy of my enemy, right? Hopefully you are possibly the enemy or the friend of... Well, whatever. You might have the same enemies. You might not. You may all go and completely destroy a werebat colony. Who am I to say?
Your best friend.
So as I'm sitting there watching Chitauri have like mental best friend gasms with her new significant other, I'll be like, you know, that was really easy, just, you know, helping somebody that was already asking for help. Maybe this is something that we should do with some of the other situations. Like what about that guy who was like killer or free me or like avenge me and shit? I think that had something to do with, you know what, guys, I'm kind of thinking that maybe this Willow woman, maybe she's a bit of a fucking bitch.
Harumph's rolling his eyes right
the
now.
The Mad Mage is basically her dad is what I got. That guy, Will-O-Wisp, is still very much toxic exing about.
Right.
Are you guys taking this long rest over there, or did you come over where Ranarat and Harumph
are? We just sat for an hour.
She said, they sat under a tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Ranarat, did you actually go into the Horde?
I'm going to do
come
it morally.
Come on, Matt. Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up for us.
1 to 10 is I'm gonna put a whole bunch in my bag of holding. 11 to 20 is I walk away but fence backwards.
Okay.
That's a 7. So, Dave, how much gold?
Do you still have detect magic going when you're going?
How much gold?
I would assume. How much? What all is in there, and how much can I put in my satchel?
Oh fuck! What if you split the fucking bag?
You can go up to 500 pounds before it breaks. So
yeah, there is like a lot of gold, silver, and copper. More copper than gold and silver, but we're still in the thousands here. Scattered around.
Okay. Any gemstones or anything like that that would be higher value than just like gold coins?
Roll me a perception check.
Can I assist him with that? Or her with that?
Yeah. No, not assist, but you can make your own perception check.
Okay, I'll make a perception check.
Mine was a 8. What's my perception?
You just see gold.
Yeah. So I got a 10.
10. Blinded by the mound of gold, silver, and copper in front of you. Hazen? Or Ruff?
You son of a bitch. I rolled a 16, and I have a plus 4, so a not natural 20.
Not natural 20.
Ooh.
Rumpf is following Ranarat up, like basically pleading with her not to do what he thinks she's going to do.
Yeah.
But when she walks into the room and starts shoveling stuff into her bag, he's just going to start looking for
stuff. At least point me to good stuff.
Exactly.
Right. So you can see a black pearl, a large black pearl.
Black pearl.
You can see a potion and a scroll. And like I said, it looks like about
those are definitely going in.
There's over like 3,000 gold, over 5,000 silver, and lots and lots and lots. So well over 10,000 copper.
So black pearl,
just leave the scroll
and a potion.
Sorry, what else was there? What were the potion? Potion, but I will put a question mark by it. I don't want to be greedy, but I do want to focus on gold.
Mm-hmm.
Can I grab about like
480 pounds 1500
worth? 1,500 to 2,000 gold?
Let's see. You want high or you want low on my roll?
I'll go high.
High? You get, you're able to scramble in, about 1500
gold. 1500
gold.
Okay. 82. Okay. And then anything else kind of look interesting or just coins and shit?
That's it. Coins.
Okay. Did any, when I had my detect magic up, did anything ping or glow to my sight?
That was way back down there. So did you cast detect magic in there?
I did.
Well, I would have cast it and then after casting it and giving Corey the deets on the sword, I walked away and joined Hazen. So I'm sure I would have done that within the 10 minutes it was up.
It was just
you. Ignorant bastard.
Sorry.
It's just the pearl.
I'm looking at
the pearl, the potion, yep, and the scroll.
Okay.
Guys.
In my
bag. Hey, Chase. All of the sword information, Raph just dropped in the chat there. Or sorry, Raph, Dave.
Yeah, he said he was putting it in Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Now, another question. Higher roll. Higher low on my roll. What do you want?
Who's? Give it to Matt. Matt, yeah. You're the guy who...
I'm going to go low this time.
Low?
Okay.
Motherfucker. All right. Is that it? Are you leaving? Or are you grabbing more?
Nope, I'm out. Harumph is shooing Ranarat out of the building. And, like, making the piles look like they were before, and then closing the door.
Maybe spread a bit of a pile, put, a mason chunk, and then, like scoop over top of it, so it still looks like it's...
Does everything he does to where he can.
Make it look like there's anything in here.
It's evening.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Well, evening is where the werebats come out.
Okay, but we've just freed a green dragon that apparently is pissed off at Willow.
Yeah.
Harumph was not impressed with her. He felt that she was not good.
With Willow or the green scaly boy?
The Willow. I think Willow's a psychopath, but we've just freed the green dragon, so why don't we try to get the werebats on board? Yeah.
Right?
They're goblins. We can use Ranarat to negotiate and.
Fair.
I'm sure we're fine, guys. I'm sure we're fine.
I mean, we get enough allies, and if we have to, she told us not to talk to the dragon, and Corey did the exact opposite of that already, so I think we're in for a...
I mean, I didn't stick around for conversation, so...
Sure, but when Jatari's holding the sword that was wedged in its head, it's kind of obvious what happened there.
All right.
Totally normal.
So you guys, where is everybody?
I'm moving back over to where I'm following Ranarat, scolding her... Fool of a Took. back over to where Corey and Chitari are. We need to find cover.
Well, you're in the woods. This is a thick wood. It doesn't look thick on the map.
Lies you've told your way for years, David.
It's cold out.
I was in the pool.
But what are you guys doing? Evening is coming, the sun is setting. What are you guys doing? Where are you going to go? How are you going to get there? What is the plan?
Yes. Those are all great ideas.
Good questions.
Yep.
You guys got the value or the benefit of a long rest though, right?
No. They just an hour.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Short rest. My bad.
Chitari was attuning with a sword, and Corey was
that
just
shouldn't stop you from getting the benefits.
If you get the benefits, you tell me, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So were you hurt?
Nobody's really hurt. You haven't fought anything.
Yeah, I took 6 points of damage just from falling, but that's fine. Yep.
All right, but... Oh, you guys are sorcerers, not warlocks. You don't get spell slots back on short rest, do you?
True.
Do you get sorcerer points back though on short rest?
No, I can spend sorcery points.
Yeah.
And then get spells back.
You get sorcerer points back after a long.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Never mind then. All right. Well, we still have to find these bats. So Harum's going to slowly and gingerly start working deeper into the woods here because we haven't found them and there's just that cave. And
I still remember what Dave cave was like, we're leaving like it bats. At that.
All right. We were leaving at that. You guys make your way deeper into the woods.
Into the woods.
Into the woods.
Let's go this way. Is this a cave here?
No, it's just, I haven't.
This is just a shadow.
I haven't sorted that shit out.
Oh, this thing here.
It's a shadow.
I think it's just a shadow, yeah.
You guys get in deeper into the woods. And you hear... Psst! Psst! Hey!
Are they like, catcalling Ranarat?
a voice, it's called out in broken common. Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, hey, hey!
Hey, hey, hey,
hey!
Back to you. Is this Ranarat? Is that a goblin introduction?
You look around. You don't see anything. Like, there's nobody on the look up forest floor. But you see, perched upon the branch is a grotesque, goblin-esque creature. With the wings of a bat and needle-light fangs. You're fools to brave these woods. But, alas, so am I. And we will leave it at that.
We found
the to save my voice. All my gold.
All your gold.
So I'm just saying we have about...
Harumph saw you doing about, that, so...
We have about 800 gold for the party, guys. It's about how much we got.
Harumph was there.
We got like
you don't
we got
get
like,
to get away with that this time.
We got like $25-$30, guys. We gotta make this last.
Make it last.
Okay? Yeah.
Good show. I honestly thought you guys would be fighting a dragon.
Same. I thought I was dead.
I fucking still don't know what the fuck just happened there.
I thought you guys would be fighting a dragon and kick off the events. That didn't happen. So we'll see what happens there.
I think we kicked something off.
You've definitely kicked something off. It is unavoidable. I'm not going to say it's railroading, but I mean there are two options. And you
only two ways to find
you
out.
You broke a rule.
We did.
You broke a rule. You were told to stay away from the dragon.
Harm. We didn't.
And you did.
But
not.
We did no harm.
I thought, the rule was do no harm, lest harm become you, or something like that.
Yeah. Harm, do no harm. No logging, no fires. Don't dig in holes and wreck the forest, and stay away from the dragon. Right?
Yeah.
Rules is rules, and you broke them. Though, on the plus side...
I got one written down.
Hmm?
Right.
Yeah, no, she told you to stay away from the dragon. Which would be a rule.
Guys, right? I think we're fine.
You're fine.
I'm sure she'll
stumbled
understand.
Upon the dragon and quickly retreated.
She seemed like a very cogent, well-minded, and thoughtful person.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can discuss this in a reasonable fashion.
You know, of two murders, or killings, what's to call them murder, but two killings, her husband and her lover.
You guys were trying to hook Harumph up with a black widow. What a bunch of jerks you are. That's
she booty called you.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah. We'll see how
Dave's
this goes.
Trying his damnedest to avoid it.
Yeah. There is a were bat in the trees. And we'll go from there next week.
Woo.
Chase, on your character sheet, put down all the details for a long sword.
The details will be added. Oh, not the sharp long sword.
The sword of sharpness. It's a long sword, but
sword of sharpness. It auto-filled when I put sword of sharpness.
Oh, excellent.
There.
Nice. Okay. Yes, that's right.
Well, there should be more stuff though, cause this is sentient.
Well, the damage things is what I want, right? So let me just
And
I have I'll mark down all of the other stuff on my notes.
Because you get because it is a sword of sharpness. When you attack a creature with weapon, roll a 20 on the attack roll. That target takes an extra 14 slashing damage. Roll another d20. If you roll a 20, you lop off one of the target's limbs.
Oh, this is like a Vorpal sword.
Right, except it doesn't cause instant death.
Take off a head.
You can also speak the sword's command to cause the blade to shed bright light in a 10-foot radius and dim light for an additional 10 feet. Speaking the command word again, or sheathing the sword, puts out its light. Right?
Did you say it like it wanted more gems?
Yes. When you attack an object with this magic sword and hit, maximize your weapon damage dice against the target.
Should there was that black pearl that was magical. I wonder if it's got some kind of ability we can meld into your sword.
Maybe.
But we'll
I was thinking.
we'll see where we go from there. So next week,
remember that for next week,
right? Because
I'll remember that for next week. I'll try to remember.
I won't remember that next week.
Black Pearl, sword.
Black Pearl, right? Meld into sword.
Possibly. Potentially, possibly. Hopefully,
it showed up as magical. But we don't know what it does. So.
You do not know what it does. You don't know what the scroll does, and you do not know what the potion does.
Ranarat was just shoveling shit into a bag. So
right, 1,500 gold, one black.
You are all welcome. I will gift you 10 gold pieces.
Aww. So swell. God. What a guy. What a sport. What a sharing.
You know what? I probably will give everybody some gold, like, I don't know, 100 or 200 gold or whatever, just so they've got it on their person for whatever later. And it also frees up some space and weight in the bag.
Yeah.
You know,
because 1,500 when we go gold back pieces and take the rest weighs... of it.
I was just going to say, I'm going to calculate that out.
1,500 GP weight 5E.
While I got you on the line there, Raph, we're still on for tomorrow?
We.
Okay. Alrighty. Right. You guys,
what's tomorrow? Wait, what?
Raph needs some hands, with...
Finishing off.
Insulation. Yeah.
Finishing off. It should take us a couple hours.
Right.
But with that cold...
Finish Raph off?
Bring your own shovel.
Got it.
Bring your own shovel.
It up.
Alrighty. You really want to start digging before the permafrost kicks in. Alright, yeah. You kids have a good night.
Cool. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, everybody.
It was fantastic.
See ya.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
What's our episode number?